Okay, shareholder wealth maximisation is a really important topic. You have to understand what shareholder wealth maximisation is. And it's quite straightforward. It's basically the increase in the share price over time. If you get asked to work out total shareholder return, well, that's slightly different. Total shareholder return is the increase in the share price plus the dividends for that particular year. We're looking here, though, at shareholder wealth maximisation being the increase in the share price. The only way you get shareholder wealth maximisation is if the investments that you make will beat the cost of the financing. So if you get a 10% return on your investment and your financing only cost you 8%, then that will give you shareholder wealth maximisation. So you'll see these topics being broadened out as we go through the syllabus. But yeah, just a brief introduction here. And that first paragraph there, the top of the page, I think is quite important about how share prices could go up even though the performance of the company is not doing so well, and vice versa, how the performance of the company could be good and the shareholder wealth might not be so good. So, you know, just to reiterate, really, it might not be so good because, you know, your company might be performing reasonably well, but if the market as a whole is going down, your profits, your share price will probably be going down. If you're doing well because you're using cheap labour, then your reputation won't be very good and people won't want to invest in you, and so therefore your share price won't be going up. And so therefore, you know, shareholder wealth maximisation is this increase in share price, and it's not solely due to profitability. Okay, profitability is the major force behind it, but it's not solely that.